So as you hear Nelly sharing and she's sharing this thing, but she's sharing it kind of like, yeah, and God's doing this. And it doesn't sound like a praise report. It sounds almost like she's going through something. And she is, we talked about it. She is watching. I think she's watching God in awe at this point. And how do I explain this? It's like there's a place we come to where it clicks, right? It clicks in him. The scriptures we've heard and know, the word we've been confessing, especially if it was taking a step out into something that's different. I guess the word you can use is overwhelmed. And it's not like, oh, there's a ton of money pouring in, but it's like, but for a vision or a dream that you're pursuing in God, and that beginning phase of it, you at points questioning if what you heard is right, or you start to go through this, well, God, what am I doing it wrong? If I'm doing something wrong, please tell me. We all have those moments, right? Let me just ask this question. Who could use some encouragement today? The road that you are traveling, that is your new road to travel, is complex, mainly because it's a new road or a different road. For some people, it's the same road. You're going around and around and around and around because you never conquered or tackled it the first run. I'm going to speak for a second directly to Celine. So she's going into a whole new business. She comes from the legal background. She's never ran a service business she came from being an employee to stepping out to a business. So here's what she's dealing with. She's never had to deal with customers. She never had to deal with supply product. She never dealt with the storefront. She had never dealt with the employees, licenses and all of these things. To me, that's a big jump. You went from a secure job to brick and mortar. I would have never advised it. And when you asked me, I said, yeah, is this something else you could be doing? That's a major undertaking. So part of the dealing, if you want to call it fear or issue, is you're learning something new in the middle of it. No training before. You understand me, right? That's why when God calls us to step out, we usually go, let this cup pass for me if there be any other way. Like, I don't want to take this on. In this time, what God is walking you through is training. Well, God, I don't want to be training when I need a consistent flow of income to pay my present bills. Can we train first? Somebody bears witness there. Can we train? Can we train first and keep my stuff where it is? And then you move me. And God's like, no. Because you're going to step out in me and with me. And if you've been listening to what I've been preaching for the past, since the beginning of the year almost, about being still till your flesh is quiet so you can hear what God is saying, it's all coming down to this moment in this time. Okay, so let's close to what I'm saying. What looks like false starts, what looks like mistakes, what looks like it's not working, what looks like, God, where are you? It's like, no, I'm right here. I'm gonna give you a simple example, and then I'm gonna walk right into your spirit. when I decided that I want to skate, it would have been ludicrous for me to think, apart from some miracle, that I was going to throw the skates on my feet, get on the floor, and then skate around on one leg and do cartwheels. Okay, people, I just know the Lord can make it all happen. Okay, I want to see that. I want to see you do that. I want to see you do that. The first few times I went skating, I would stop skating because my quads would be on fire just because you gotta bend a little bit and stay kind of in a bent mode the whole time. My legs were like, dude, we're not doing this anymore. And when I would try to push past that, my legs would say, okay, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna meet you down on the floor because we're going down there, because I'm not staying up here anymore. And so I'd find myself, in fetal position on the skating floor as people were skating around me. You hear what I'm trying to say? And then with no strength, leg strength, trying to stand back up on a pair of skates. I need you to understand this process. You're not losing. You're growing. You're making adjustments. You're making the corrections, and God is with you. You are experiencing your limitations. Hear my heart. Please hear my heart. You're experiencing your limitations and then pushing through them. You're experiencing the limitations that your mind has set. When Lindsay came up to Florida and we went to the skating rink, she's like, I ain't putting on no skates. Well, that's a choice. She said, I ain't trying to fall. That's a choice. But you're not going to do other things and just master them by, she was aware, well, I put these on, there's a good chance I'm gonna wind up on the floor. And it's like, and I said to her, yes, it is. Yes, it is. There will be several, dates with you on the floor. It will happen. What God is calling you to right now is demanding you to be willing to take risk and fall and make the adjustment and get right with it. What I want you to understand is your journey, your length between here and here is not going to be like the average person's. You are going to walk through these processes. You hear what I'm saying to you? You're going to walk with this. You're going to deal with, oh, I took that turn and took that turn and that hurt. When I went to go play softball the first time with Ariel and them, and they was teaching me how to hold the ball, I couldn't even hit at first. I swung the bat, it made me feel like I pulled my whole arm out of socket. Show me how to swing. He told me how to stand. I finally got that right. Then they threw the ball and it hit me in my shin. And I was like, okay, you know what? It's like one thing after another here. Okay, it's a way you stand where you don't get hit in your shin with the ball, right? It's a way you know how to move when you see the ball coming and it don't look like it's in the direction of your bat. These are the things that you're going to have to learn to move into greatness. These are the things that you're going to have to learn to move into success. One, you have to accept challenge. Challenge is important. You have to be good with rejection or what you call in failures. And they're not failures, they're opportunities to adjust. Somebody say opportunities to adjust. If you're not willing to take those opportunities to adjust, you will stay where you are. It is what it is. So, Nellie's praise report. Her biggest thing was, I'm telling her, son, the moment I met her, it's been over 6, 7 years now. You got to come from behind the chair. Your greatness is not behind the chair. Everything she built her greatness around, watch close, was behind the chair. From doing here, then I'm going to teach classes, still behind the chair. Then I'm going to, travel and go in different places and do showcases, whatever, still behind the chair. The word is, your place is being moved from being behind the chair. Well, this is all I've done my whole life since I was a 15-year-old kid. And now you're telling me my move or my greatness is not there. Listen close. Listen close. You got to be brave. And then you got to commit. So I'm going to come back to Nelly, Pastor Fontaine. For those of you who don't know, his goal was, he loved, the fish tanks and the animal stuff. You all know that. And he was going to school for forensic medicine. That was his goal. When he got saved and we talked, I said, God is moving you into administrative. And he looked at me like, yeah, whatever. I don't know what you heard and who you heard it from. He was nice enough not to tell me what he was thinking at that moment until later. But he said, okay. When he first stepped out to pursue the dream, he went for a management job at McDonald's. No training, Celine. No education in that direction at all. None of that. You're just gonna train and walk in and be a manager. I want you to understand this. Forensic medicine, management at McDonald's. They back and forth, back and forth. I'm giving you the short story. Finally, it was like they came up with this loophole. Well, if you're not willing to work on Sundays, you can't be a manager. So we're gonna step you down to an assistant manager if you don't want to work Sundays. What a setback from where he was sitting. Because I believe in God and I claim manager, and they telling me assistant manager, and you know what? I'm just not going to take the job. And I said, yes, you will. He said, why? I said, because you can fight the battle better on the inside than you can on the outside. It's better to take the kingdom from inside the kingdom than sitting outside pouting because you didn't get the position you wanted. And then I said by the Holy Spirit, and I want to make sure I say by the Holy Spirit so you don't think it's just I said it because I'm so smart, because no, it was the Holy Spirit. And then I said, follow this instruction and you will receive the managed position at a better pay than what they're offering you right now. And he reluctantly took the job as assistant manager. And I think it was in less than a year, they promoted him to manager, and he still kept his off Sundays. He went from managing McDonald's, he got tired of that. He went to Wendy's, he went from Wendy's. I think, I don't remember if he went to another store, but then he wound up being the a director at a college. Administrative, administrative, administrative. Watch this. No schooling, license, degrees yet on any of those. I want you to understand this. Then, skipping ahead, long story short. Well, first of all, him being a director at a college without a college degree. I just want to make sure we understand this. People with masters and doctorates reporting to him. I need you to understand this flow. I need you to understand that he had to be willing to be rejected. He had to be willing to be pushed back against. He had to be willing to be inconvenienced on this journey to what God called him to. And I was in touch with him every step of the way. He called me every step of the way. To the job he just retired from, where he was regional vice president for the whole Northeast region for Comcast. And he retired with a very nice package. My point is, because he didn't say it on the live, because he said, with the paperwork, whatever, I can say it. Right? So my point is, this process, he sounds nice. But I said, well, he went from there, then he went from there, but then he went from there. But imagine being thrust into this role of something that you don't know anything about or how to do. Imagine what it must have been like for Joseph just because he answered the king's dream that he made him the vice president of his country and said, you run it. We love the end story, but imagine him like, dude, I interpret dreams. You want me now to budget and run your whole economy? You asked me a question, I answered your dream. Now you've given me this position where you probably cut my head off if I don't make that same, it don't work good for me next year as it worked this year. What kind of fraud must he felt like in his flesh as he took on his position as the runner of this country? What did Mordecai and Esther feel like? He was a guy who had a little shop that he managed his own little books, to now here is King Xerxes say, run my whole, you and my new wife, run my whole country. I don't know if you guys understand, because we just look at the end of the story and go, oh, glory to God, that you don't think the processes in between getting from what God called you from and told you you are. The only story that we see where that's expressed was who? Hiding under the wine press, saying what? I'm the least of my family. And me and some army, I can't do this. And then immediately he figured, well, let me go gather up as many men as I can, because this is the only way this could be a reality. And then God starts flipping them and sending them through all kind of tricks where he's down to a couple of hundred men. I want you to hear me out. You can do it on your own. Have fun. And live with all the fears and all the intimidations and all the stuff that comes with it by yourself. Or you can say, God, here I am, send me. And whatever comes with it, bring it. I got, as long as you with me, I got this. I can do this. Who am I speaking to right now? Because see, this right here is why people say they believe, but then they never see the answers. Because when the going gets rough, the tough gets going in the opposite direction. You'll start running away. You don't stand and face down the enemy. You got to stand and listen to what I'm about to say. God, I mean, so we're not doing notes today. Okay, listen to what I'm about to say. When I say stand and face down the enemy, your mind is immediately saying the devil, and it's not, it's you. The enemy you got to face down is you. The person you got to stand against is you. All those thoughts are going on inside of your mind, my mind, Nelly's mind. This is going on in your mind. And the devil can say what he wants, but it only speaks to us in an intimidating way if we believe that we are what he said we are. Just like we walk into the victory if we believe who we are, who God said we are. This is where it gets real. Fear hasn't made money in a minute. I have not received a check in a minute through fear. I need you to understand this. So I'm living off of, God, what do I do now? Well, God, where do I go now? Well, God, what do I need to be focused on? And just like you're maybe looking at me like, oh, well, you got it made. Well, okay, I'm living off of savings. God is saying to me, I told you to do vision builders. And I told you to put your focus on vision builders. And I told Nelly to do this hair oil. And I told her to put her focus on this thing. And if you are going to push through with me, then you have to do it. Now, God woke me up this morning and said to me, you guys went to the store just to sit down with the guy. And the guy pulls up his computer and runs off numbers and says, so what I owe you? And did the math, and it was like $400. $400 for just sitting something in the store and walking away. And I said, listen, imagine when it's 100 stores. Imagine when it's 1,000 stores. Imagine when the online kicks in. And I want you to know that's 400 after he takes his 40% cut. So he moved some bottles. My point is, we didn't even go there expecting to get money. We went to sit there and talk to him about next steps and what can we do to market and promote and take it to the next level. And what we saw immediately was this. One, he came from behind the counter and hugged us. That's not his personality. He's very, very happy with the relationship. Looking online, seeing what we're doing. Very excited about that. The first store to carry our product physically. Very excited about that. You know, don't I'll help you out. I'll tell you what I need to know, what you need to know. But what he's saying, keep saying, is just keep doing what you're doing. When we first went to him to share this idea, it wasn't even fully developed. It wasn't even real. Isn't that what I talked about on Vision Builders? Like, just get out there with it half done and get started. Don't finish it before you go. Go with it in shambles. Present what you have as it is and watch it grow. God gives you a chance to correct your mistakes as you're doing it and win in the process. So I'm going to go to my next thing on my heart. You listening? Are you celebrating your wins right now? Ooh, everybody's face got stone. Are you celebrating your wins right now? Right now. Not when you finally reach the dream and come over the mountaintop and see the horizon. Are you celebrating your wins right now? So pick on Celine again. So wait, I'm still trying to pull this together. I'm, the finances and that, and I don't know her situation because she don't tell me. I'm just going by what's in my spirit. Do you have a store? You have customers? Yeah. It's not enough. Nobody asked you all that. Did you have a store last year? No. Did you have one customer? No. Okay, so that's a win. But it don't feel like a win. But it's a win. You wanted to go into business for yourself and be an entrepreneur, are you? Yeah, but it's hard. But is it a win? Am I speaking the truth right now? I know we want to get to the mountaintop, but is it a win? And that's what I had to say to Nelly. Nelly, you were doing hair. You wouldn't let it go. It had to phase out to the point that no customers were coming before you would go ahead and be obedient and move into what you were called into. Sometime God, I still believe he would do that. I'm gonna let this all dry up so you don't have anything else to do but obey me right now because you ain't got nothing. Now that she's being obedient, here comes all these customers. By the way, new customers that are coming from the store where the oil is being sold. So if there was no oil, there would be no store, there would be no customers. Are you with me? These things are there. Jesus, help me say this exactly the way you put it in my heart. One, in your notes, like I said, are you celebrating your wins? If you're not, please start now. Even while I'm talking to you, start making notes of the wins. Ask God to show you the wins. One customer, two customer, four customer, no customer, but you're on track to do what he said. I did harvest time back in 2004, 2005, whatever it was, 2007, who knows? Long time ago. I had no thought of doing a book again because it didn't work. Now what we got, like three, four books about to come out in the making? Because of my obedience to God to finally, listen to me close, I'm talking about myself right now. How long have I been standing in front of the church saying, God telling me to get out of here, I need to leave? Where would I be right now if I still was standing there and saying it but didn't leave? Would I be living in Miami? Would I be doing what I'm doing? Would there be this Vision Builders? Would there be a this Live Unique? Would there be any of this if I didn't do what he told me to do? Get out of there. Well, how you gonna pay your bill? I'm just gonna leave. And I got on the road and went to Florida, and you guys know it, with $20,000 in my bank account, knowing that I was gonna have to pay close to $3,000 a month in rent. It was 2,000 something at that point. And I was like, well, I know I'm covered for 6 months. That's all I know. God, you got 6 months to show me what you're doing. You're with me? It made me make adjustments. And one of the biggest adjustments you're going to make in this season is in your heart and in your thinking. Everything I've been saying to you is leading you up to this point. Everything I've been teaching for since the beginning of this year is leading you up to this point. Every choice you make is you adjusting and finding out what you need to know and what else you need to do. So, Sophie sent me this thing about the guy who was making the candles as a young kid and grew it to a seven-figure company. And then this guy came in, said he was helping him and mentoring him, and wound up getting him to sign some paperwork and stole his whole business from him. Well, I did a deeper dive. He signed over the papers for the guy to take over the business because he wanted to go back to school. He gave his baby to somebody else. And we talked about this on Saturday in Vision Builders. You can't give your child to somebody else to raise and then find it weird that they don't talk like you and have your personality and act like you. He turned the business over. The guy didn't steal it. He turned it over, trusting that the guy wouldn't do what the guy did. But he turned his business over to the guy and he trusted the guy to do his everything. So we said in the Vision Builders meeting, which we're going to have in our upcoming conversation, you can't turn your baby over to somebody else. You can't turn, oh, well, I'm going to let the marketing person handle this. Well, there's a person over here, they're going to handle that. And no, that's your baby, Celine. That's your baby. Well, the franchise people said it was that's your baby now. It's your baby. They don't have to do squat. It's your baby. You don't want somebody else raising your kid. That's your baby. We're going to talk more about that on Vision Builders. If you're available, you join us and you'll hear the kind of stuff that we've been teaching. Now, Nelly is now looking at where we want to go and where we need to go. And I'm sitting there looking, sitting back, pushing far away and looking at the big picture. A little over a year ago, this product didn't exist, but it existed in my mind from almost when we met. But getting her to step into it took years. And now it's a real product in somebody's bathroom, in somebody's living room, in somebody's kitchen somewhere. Our bottle, the label and logo that I drew and made, it exists in people's houses. I don't know if we've reached our first 1,000 yet, but we're moving up there. And when we do, we're going to celebrate it. And I don't even think Nelly has even looked to see how many bottles we sold so far. I don't think she, you do know? No, you don't. I know you don't. Please tell me that. Feel. Anyway, this is what I mean celebrating the wins. How many bottles you sold? We know it's over 500. I know that. I know it's in that area. 500 bottles of something that didn't exist a year before. Adjustments are being made. Growth is being made. Mistakes are being made. It's not the devil. Is the lie that you believe that he keeps reminding you of. Say it one more time. It's not the devil. It's the lie that you believe that he keeps reminding you of. Now, walk through the process. Celebrate the wins, even the little ones. Well, I'm not happy as because I really wanted this, okay? But do you have half of it? Do you have a tenth of it? You got to celebrate that before you move to the next level, because the Holy Spirit is not going to move you to the next level if you're not celebrating what you've already achieved. One thing Lindsay used to say about me regularly, which made me see something about myself, she said, "You're always grateful, even in some of the worst situations that I've been in. I'm always grateful. I'm always stopping to say, I remember when I was on welfare. I remember when I was in poverty. I remember when the thought of even owning a building was a big deal, or property in New York. yeah, but now I gotta go through this because it's my brother's doing that. And it's like, but you have a building to deal with that with. If you didn't have a building, you could be having nothing and trying to and wishing you had something for somebody to mess with. You follow what I'm saying? This is maturity, even for me. So I'm watching now. Nelly saying yes and being obedient to God's instruction. And now, yeah, but how I'm going to support myself while I'm doing it? Okay, this is not the way I planned to go today, but this is the Holy Spirit. Am I good? Are you good with where I am? If she had continued doing hair and being Miss Salon Lady like she was, there would not be an oil. Correct? Now there's an oil. And now, as a result of the oil, we got customers that are coming. I want you to listen to this real close. Who are coming and paying for the hair growth treatment. Have I not been saying that from the beginning? Like, you're giving that away for free? Just any customer that comes in, you're just doing hair growth treatment as a whole separate business. There are people now that are coming, not necessarily for a style. Paying her more money than what she was getting paid to do a style to give them hair growth treatments. You're saying, well, I don't know about that. If you remember, somebody offered you $5,000 worth of business work and just for you to do the hair growth treatment. So even if you didn't see cash money in a barter, you got $5,000 worth of services because they wanted you to help them grow their hair. That's a $5,000 sale. I don't know. Well, no one hairstyle you did for anybody where you got $5,000. I don't think so. But because we get so caught up in what we think God should be doing and the way you think it should be happening, you're not celebrating the wins as you're going. So I want you to take a moment. I don't know if you're doing what I'm saying, and start to jot down the wins. Start to think about and jot down the wins. The place that you were and the way you are now and where you're trying to go, and the people who've been doing it longer than you that even get half as far as you are. Start to make note of your wins. Start to pay attention to your wins because your wins are few. Those are the encouragements to make you go forward. If you keep focusing on where you think you should be, you'll always be looking at where you're not and you're not going to approach it. So, what have I been teaching? It's the way you approach the thing that makes it victorious. Like I said, I can give somebody else my same recipe and they cook it and it's like, that don't taste nothing like what I gave you. Because they don't approach it with the same spirit that I. They're doing it trying. I'm doing it knowing what I can do. You can't approach success from this place of, well, I'm going to try. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's getting real tough. I mean, I might have to go back and get my job. And you can't approach it like that and win. So I'm praying and I'm going to pray that God help us continually seek Him for the encouragement and confidence we need to do what we call to do. Now, there's some people who's regular. You know, if it's you know when I say it. You regular. And well, here's what I mean. You're going to continue doing what you do your way. You're not going to follow any specific instruction. You'll have conversations maybe, but you're not going to do any major change. You're going to keep trying to flip the burger the way you flip the burger and think sooner or later the owner of the company is going to come down and make the co-owner. No, you'll be a burger flipper for the rest of your life. So like I just said to people, start to take notes. Write down your wins. I don't need to do that. I can just remember that in my head. Okay, fine. Then do that. I'll see you the next year or so and you'll be in the same place. Because there's a reason that people who are winning give instruction. So you can follow the steps that they gave you. Looking at those wins and being grateful for those wins are huge in the spirit realm to move you forward. Write down your wins. And as if you're doing stuff, as you're walking around and you whatever you're doing, one comes up, pull out your phone, type it in there, speak it in there, and then after you see see them growing. Every time you start to see, God will show you more and more. And then you keep speaking to it, and you keep speaking it, and you keep thanking him for it, and you keep praising him for it, and you keep honoring him for all those wins. And watch how those wins will keep stacking up and stacking up and stacking up. And then you have new wins to add to that win. And that is worship. Not, I'm afraid. You know, when the worship goes up, the blessing come down. I know people worship they behind if ain't no blessings coming down on them. Because they're trying to worship their way out of a frustration or a problem or a fear. They're not worshiping him for what he's done and worshiping him in the blessings that he's done so that the blessing will continue to multiply. Crying and putting on music while you're feeling sad and depressed, thinking that's worship, that's not worship. That's you sending up an SOS. And I'm not saying that that's bad, but I'm saying that don't move you forward. You can get together and cry to God every day about your problem, same thing every day, same problem every day for the next 10 years. You might get a reprieve here or a little move here or a little touch and sprinkle there because of his grace, but you don't see greatness come from you just sitting around crying and laying on God with all your frustrations. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you. You know how I know? Because once upon a time I did it. When I got separate, when I separated from Angela and my kids were taken from me and everything was, you know, was turned against me, I whined and cried and moaned and complained, living down there in the paradise, depressed. And God said, when are you going to let that go? When are you going to celebrate these wins you got right now? The fact that that weight is over your head. Not over your head anymore. When are you going to stop? And you all saw me change. You also all heard my conversation. You all said, wow, you different. Yeah, I let it go. And what did I get? Everything back. All of them. Or everything that I wanted back. You know what I'm saying? My point is, it's big. I had to stop whining and stop rejoicing in the victories. You're happy. You're at peace. You're free. You have the chance to be everything you want to be by yourself, all by yourself. Well, I didn't think the all by myself was part of the problem. Well, it need to be. If I just had this, if I just have that, if I only had this, that's literally cursing the blessing of God. It really is. I'm gonna do something I haven't done in a minute with the time we have left. I wanna open the floor for questions if you have them, because I really wanna make sure we have this and we can walk through. But what I'm giving you right now is turning point information. I'm watching it with Nellie now. The business is growing, but she had to go stand at a table in a flea market and to sell to a race of people that she had never had to sell to before and get over it. Then we had to go to a ghetto market and deal with the ghetto people. I said, God, did we put you in the ghetto market first and then take us to the nice market? Hey, I know what I'm doing. You just do what I'm saying. Just do what I'm saying. Now look at what he's doing. And we will soon have a store in Miami. They told us to go. He told us go back and he said, you got to put a QR code on that bottle. Like, I can't put it on the store shelf without a QR code. So we went and got our code. I redid the bottle. You know how many times I've redone that label? Of course you don't, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I had to change it from hair growth oil to hair nourishment oil to scalp moisturizer. I had to change the description on the bottle, make the ingredients smaller and move them to the side. I had to get the QR code and get a QR code on there and pay for it. We just put the logo in there and the name of the product and let it go. Hair growth oil. Well, my hair is growing fine. I don't need that. Oh, shucks. Okay. What do the white people want to hear? Well, they like moisturizer, hot oil treatment. Okay, so we're gonna go change the bottle again, and I changed that label at least about 6-7 times. But it's growth in the process. You find that audience, and God will guide you, and you turn to him. So, questions quickly. Let's go.
How to not let I'll speak for myself get not consumed by the business, but it just not let it take a priority over everything else, and just making sure that every time I'm still going to God and knowing what his plan is for that specific time. Sometimes I just feel like, for example, on Sunday, I have that peace and clarity, and then during the week, is the busyness that takes over.
Yeah,
And
I got you.
so I go basically I go with the flow more than having that kind of I would say plan or goals, maybe on a daily basis, and say, this is what I'm going to do. Not reacting, but just having that more of control and guidance.
I got your question, and it's a good question. How not to be consumed? And this is something that I've learned and learning, and I deal with Nelly with it a lot. How much of it are you trying to do, and how much of it are you trying to give to God? I mean, this may sound like a simple question, but hear me out. I had to tell her, remember you. I don't know, you were not there for this, or you probably were there for this. Well, I said to her, if you're gonna be up all night, staying up to 5 o'clock in the morning, half of that time you better be in prayer. You better not be up for 5 hours again, and all you're doing is sitting on the computer staring at the screen. You're gonna stay up to 5 o'clock, stay up for 3 days straight if you want, but it better be 60, 75% of it better be prayer. How much of it you decide to delegate. And it's easy. How do you do that? It's easy. Say, these things here, I have no solution for. I can't solve them. I don't have an answer. And so I'm gonna have to leave that one. And I'm gonna go work on the things that I can work on. Here's how you know which things you can let go of quickly. They're stressing you out and frustrating you, and you don't know what to do. Put them on the side. Leave them. Go do something else. What can you do? What makes you feel at peace to do? If you are, like I know you are, you're trying to figure it all out and do everything. Well, it's okay to say, I don't know, God, I have no idea. I feel overwhelmed. And what God usually says to me is, so then leave it. But it got to be done today. You ain't gonna get it done today anyway. All you're gonna do is freak out all day and it still ain't gonna be done. Put it down and walk away. See, Nelly's smiling because she's used to this conversation. But then leave it. Well, what if I don't get it done? Just then leave it. Leave it. Was the world gonna implode if you don't get it done today? Leave it. I've said to God many times, God, I've done what I can. It's on you now. If it succeed or fail, I can't do any more than what I've done. Reclaim your personal life and your life with God that first. Don't worry about, well, I need to get out more and I need to go party more and I need to do all of that. Leave it. And say, God, I'm going to take this time and I can't figure this out. I'm just going to hang out with you. And don't hang out with him to get the answer to the thing you're worried about. Just hang out with him to hang out with him. Just leave it. Done. I'm shutting down for the day. So after 6 o'clock, whatever the time you and God set, this is my Sabbath time. It don't have to be a Sabbath day. You can have Sabbath every day. I'm done. I'm finished. This is all the answers I got. I'm gonna go do something else. And I'll say this quickly, but I'll say it all the time. Lindsay used to be so mad at me back in the day when we were in Pennsylvania in Fia, because she would be downstairs pulling her hair, literally pulling her hair out, and I'd be upstairs watching cartoons. She would get so frustrated. And I'm like, I ain't nothing I can do about this. And I think sometimes she still thinks I'm a little nonchalant about things. No, you passed it now, you figured it out. Amen. I want you to unmute and talk about that in a minute then. I'd say, okay, well, I did what I can, and that's it. Wait, did I answer your question, Celine?
Yes, and then some. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Just walk away. Go back to God and leave it alone. And
Yes.
don't bring the business to him. God don't want to hear about Hawaii 5-0 or whatever it is. He don't care about that. He wants you to come and be with him.
Yeah,
All
that's
the
what it
answers
looks like.
you need will
Yeah.
come when you just talking to God about something else. And you go like, oh my goodness, I never thought about that. And he says, I know you didn't, because you're too busy thinking about everything else. But now you're quiet. What have I been saying? Stay still to all the emotion and all the logic, all that stuff is gone. And then you see all the other opportunities and all the other angles. And there are things that God has in your place right now. I know, and I'm just speaking now by the spirit of the prophetic, or the word of knowledge. There are things that are already in place to answer your question, but because you're so on track like this in your mind, you can't see what's happening around you. Nellie had no idea when I was fussing with her to put this oil in a bottle that these doors were going to be open. She had no idea. She thought I just kept fussing at her, trying to make her not do her job, you know, because hair, what she knew how to do. And that's the only, and she kept trying to go back to it, to the point that in Florida, I bought her a little mini sink and everything. Said, there it is. Go ahead and get some customers. And she think because they're in Miami, they're going to be glad. They're like, that's too much. I'm like, yeah, because they're not for you. This is not your customers. Your customers are the people who God has for you. And now we're back here in Pennsylvania, and the people are coming in not complaining about the money at all. One lady was shocked that she charged so little. She came to buy the oil. She said, $17 or $15. I thought she was going to be at least $35. Literally, like, you know, well, that's what the market is in the store. When you walk in the store and you see all these hair oils, that's what they cost. And that's what the guy who owns the store keeps saying. Listen, your price point is excellent. He raised our price. He's charging more for it than what we said. He's charging $18 for it. God has the answer. God's not trying to figure out the answer. You have to get still enough to get the answer. Yes, Miss Watson.
And, I think the biggest thing too I've learned is one, you represent what life to me is supposed to be like in the Lord. So I should always be aiming for that and not stuck in patterns that won't allow me to get there. Right. So that's but I acknowledge what Celine is sharing, and I've just finding that balance. When we check out, when we don't do, when we take our hands off is usually when I see God move. And N Nellie and I were talking yesterday, and I was asking her, as seeing the move of God, like, does she feel confident that what God has shown her, it'll be sustainable? Because, and we were talking a little bit about that, and it's one thing to have the ups and downs, it's another thing to finally lock on and say, I'm not moving. I choose to rest for the rest of my life. I choose to stay in this place for the rest of my life. And I'm willing to unlearn and make room for being in that place consistently, even if that means along the road, we got to check ourselves. So no, I don't get frustrated when you're chilling out. I'm doing my best to practice that in my own life with all the different things. And like you said about Fia, when God gave me the word a few weeks ago, let Fia be Fia, that was such a freedom to not have to worry or have anxiety,
Come on.
and then with Joy Fluent, like just I can't take credit for what's been happening there. And so I'm like, all right, God, however you choose and wherever you choose and whenever you choose, do it. And in closing, I'll just say the exceedingly abundantly, Nellie and I were talking about it, like that's the thing you've been saying it, Papa, you're believing and standing for the explosive, the dynamic explosion. And that exceedingly abundantly goes beyond anything we could dare ask, think, or imagine. So I'm gonna keep asking, but wait, I want God to move in the way where I'm like, I never saw that coming. You know what I mean? So thank you for that. And then just the gratitude, writing down your wins. Holy moly. Yeah, I have an Apple Notes, and it's very encouraging. So I'm gonna keep adding to that as well. So thank you.
And once you
Thank
start doing it, he'll start showing you more things to add, Miss Michelle.
I want to say thank you for this message because yes, it was encouraging. And I was looking at my notes of the things that I didn't even realize that I already started doing. And I was like, oh, Okay, so I definitely need to add to this, and like you said, take a pause and say, thank you, Lord. I actually accomplished some of these things and didn't even stop and thank you for it. And so this is good. This is encouraging. So I can add some more stuff. This is good. Thank you.
That's awesome. And thank you for sharing that. Think about the lepers when Jesus healed them. And he said, wait a minute, only two came back and worshiped. And he said, wait a minute. Weren't there more? Weren't there 10, 12, whatever it was? And then he said to me, oh, you don't even have to go to the priest. Just go ahead and enjoy all that God has for you. You didn't have to go be approved by man. Just go ahead. There's something about that. And that's what those winds do. They make you stop and they make you turn around and come back and fall down at the Savior's feet and say, thank you. I didn't even see that as a major win or as a win at all. And there's always another blessing that comes with that. So I'm going to say, have a good day. If you don't have any questions, I'm going to go. I'm going to go and write down some more of my wins. This weekend for me, and I spoke to Nutty about it this morning during prayer time. I was like, we've had some major wins. Some major wins. I wasn't supposed to come up. Nutty said she had to come up to go to the store and talk to the guy, and she had a couple of customers. I got her plane ticket, and I said, all right, well, and as I was paying for a plane ticket, Holy Spirit said, you need to go get another ticket. So she didn't even know I was coming. Lindsay didn't know I was coming. Nobody knew I was coming. But the Lord said, no, you're going. And I went. And what do I find out? I find out all of the stuff. I find out about the store. All these customers come in. Literally, after we booked the flight, people started booking appointments. And so I said, well, I'll come for a couple of days and I'm leaving. This now it looks like, no, it's going to be 2 weeks because we got business. And my God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And so, yeah, that's what I want to say. I don't say anything else. I hope what you heard was a blessing to you, and see ya.